On the show today, looking at the whole thing of grandparents raising grandchildren. In fact, that's the name of a trust that has been set up by Diane Vivian. And she was telling me that there's 39 groups throughout the country now, so it's really meeting a need. Welcome to the show, Diane.
Thank you very much, Peter. Pleased to be here.
Now, I understand it all sort of started for you in 1997. You took over the care of your own grandchildren.
Two grandchildren in 1997. They were aged 4 and 6. Today they are 18 and 20 years of age. So I sort of looked at the stresses that we were going through in meeting this particular need and looked for some support and found there was none. So I put an advert in our local paper asking were there any other grandparents in the same situation, and the phones never stopped ringing.
You were surprised?
Very surprised.
You also had a public meeting, I understand.
Yes, we did. We had a public meeting, and a number of other like-minded grandparents turned up because they, like us, thought they were the only hot ones in New Zealand raising their grandchildren on a full-time basis.
So why then did it go from sort of an ad in the paper and a public meeting to, you know, a full-blown trust?
It just grew. And not through advertising, because we don't have an advertising budget. I mean, in the early days, I was working from my kitchen table running the whole shebang. And then we got in contact. Well, word sort of spread, really. And we got in contact with our local community coordinator, who could see there was a need and helped us form a charitable trust. And we became known as Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Trust New Zealand. And today we have 4,770 carers on our books, with, as you said, 39 support groups throughout the country. And it has just been huge. Sadly, but huge.
So is it a growing situation?
It is a definite growing situation. At the moment, we're averaging 30 new members per month.
So one a day, basically.
Basically one a day.
And I mean, I suppose not everybody who is raising their grandchildren would be part of your trust.
No, they're not.
So the figures would be
even larger. I mean, we're just the tip of the iceberg. But I think, you know, the grandparents out there had been struggling for so long and on their own, that once the word got out there, they were just so relieved to find that it was someone that was there on the end of the phone that could understand their issues, talk through their issues, and know where they were coming from.
So did you have any preparation that you were going to be a grandparent raising grandchildren?
No. We had 3 children of our own, and we took on 2 foster girls. So we're what we call the Hart family. And as a result, 2 of the children, the grandchildren that we're raising now, are a result of one of those foster daughters. But no inkling. And that's often the way it is.
So a dysfunctional situation?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, she was 14 when she came to us, and it had been a very traumatic time prior to that for her.
So really, it's not even your biological child?
No.
That's your biological grandchildren?
No. But blood doesn't always make a family. Love in the heart does.
What were some of the issues that you struggled with the most when you suddenly found yourself in this situation?
Family courts. Having to go to family court, having to employ a lawyer at a huge cost. The children were under Child, Youth and Family for the first 4 years that they were with us. So therefore, we had to go into the family court every 6 months. That costs a huge amount of money. And often the grandparents would have saved for their retirement. That gets eaten up in trying to keep an at-risk child safe. To me, that is inherently unfair.
I guess most parents think, you know, we've done our job, and we've spent, I don't know, 15, 20, 25 years raising our children, whatever it is.
Correct.
They leave home and you wave goodbye to them, and Yahoo! You expect, well, now I've got a bit of freedom, I can, you know, do my own thing.
Absolutely. And that also comes into the grief issues that grandparents do have under these circumstances, because they, as you say, have worked all their lives for their retirement, they've saved a nest egg, it was gardening, going overseas on travels. All of a sudden, that stops. And you end up having very traumatised children. Children that are not your yes nanny, no nanny, 3 bags full nanny. These children are in your face, they've got social, they're behind scholastically, they've got social issues, a lot of them have got psychological issues, and also a lot of them have got special needs. That is very hard caregiving.
Talking this morning with Diane Vivian, who is, well, started a trust, Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Trust New Zealand, because she found herself in a situation of having to bring up two grandchildren. That was in 1997, found that there wasn't much help for her, so rather than just sit and moan about it, she decided to do something about it and formed the groups. And well, I don't think she realised quite at the time what she was taking on. 39 groups now up and down the country. We'll be back finding out a little bit of why do grandparents find themselves in this situation. We'll be back shortly.